Blog Talk Radio.
All right. All right. Good morning. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you'll hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com, and you guys can always reach out to me at any one of my social platforms on Twitter at Locker_Report, Instagram, LockReport100, Facebook, LockReport.com, and also via email at barrybarnes@locker-report.com. I hope everyone is doing well on this cloudy, rainy Friday. And last week, you know, unfortunately, I was not on air last week. I was celebrating my birthday, turned 45 years old. Praise God for that. 45 years on this earth, knowing that there were a lot of people that didn't have the opportunity to be able to live this long. And I definitely give God the glory for that. And still have a whole lot of years left, you know, to give and to be there for the family, be there for my boys, be there for my wife. So really was an exciting time last week. And last week I celebrated that and also was preparing for the NFL draft, which took place in Nashville, Tennessee, which set all kinds of records. And as far as attendance with over 500,000 people and having the event, the draft, outdoors helped out a lot too with that attendance. Really showed that for 3 days that, you know, fans were locked in, not just only just the first round, which is more of a show, but the second day and the third day. You know, so it was a still a solid turnout with that. Numerous trades, the most ever in an NFL draft. I think it was about like 64 different trades. So there was a lot that happened last week. And also, you know, I'm not going to tell you how many times I saw Avengers Endgame. I just went crazy last week watching you going to see that movie. If I tell you how many times I saw it, y'all would probably laugh at me. But it was a great week last week. But most importantly, last week, once the NFL draft, I would say, as far as to get a picture of what I do in regards to working with alongside the NFL football operations, that from the moment a draft is over, and I would say, matter of fact, the moment the first kickoff for the preseason, that's when the look starts for me to really get into looking at talented players to watch out for going to for the next year's draft, for the next year calendar year for the NFL. So that's when I really put that's where the rubber meets the road for me. Because right at the kickoff of the preseason, I've fulfilled the duties I do with the NFL officials, wrapping that part up before the season starts. So when August rolled around, that's when I really start to look at talent for the following year. And it carries all the way over throughout the course of the playing season. And then after the Super Bowl, really get into it even more. And that's when the workouts start with the combines. And then from promoting and talking about and evaluating the talents that did come through the platform, that's when we start the whole process all the way, building all the way up to the draft, seeing what players are what I consider draft worthy and players that are team worthy. And each year, building up with all of that background, all the research, contacts, watching videos, making sure that the players who I, through Locker Report, would tag as players to watch out for, that's when things get serious. Now, there are some players who I tag that do not get an opportunity, unfortunately. I would love for all of them to, but I know in the real world it's not going to be like that, especially with the NFL, because they want absolutely the best. And so I know that everyone won't be able to get the opportunity, but there are a lot that should get an opportunity, they actually do get an opportunity. And then to be a part of that journey is very special to me. It's almost, you know, like ministry. So I really get into it. And so this is the platform. This is, I would say, this is the vein of the NFL that I monitor. Yes, I follow the main important stuff that, you know, I would say the stuff that's more public, like with your big names and situations going on in the league. Yeah, I follow it to a degree because I know I have to talk about it when I have to go on other shows as a guest analyst. However, my whole being, my whole vein with the NFL is covering that NFL regional combine platform and watching out for those gems, what I like to say, my watch list. And I did something a little different this year in regards to that. Instead of just focusing on the players that came through the regional combine, I will focus on some of the guys who I deem as being NFL worthy. And some of those guys do make it. And I definitely want to highlight those guys moving forward as well, because it's a great process. And then to be able to be in contact with these players is really even more special, knowing that their families get involved. So it's definitely a personal touch to it. That's why I take this part of the NFL very, very seriously. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of today, right now. So just to give a little bit of context about the draft in relation to the regional combine platform, that in 2015, now coming into this draft, actually, I thought for sure that this draft for the platform was going to be the best ever. In 2015, we had our first player on the regional combine platform that was drafted in the fourth round. Now, when scouts look at the NFL regional combine, they look at the players to help build depth on the team, how they can build their roster. Pretty much look for guys to fill in on special teams. Probably have someone that's good enough to actually come in and help support, you know, I would say breeders for their starters. You know, that's more of a support. They're not really looking for stars, so to speak. And so normally in the very beginning of the process with the regional combine, we were thinking, hey, if we get somebody that sticks around the seventh round, they get drafted, we're fine. We did our part. You know, we was able to help some unknown guys get noticed. But in 2015, the game changed. And there was a young player named Trey Walker. Trey Walker came from Texas Southern, defensive back from the Florida area, 6'2". 195 pounds. As soon as I watched the way how he was performing, and I said, you know what, this kid has it. I remember talking to then in 2015, Steelers defensive quarterback, secondary coach, Colin Lake, who was a solid defensive back for the Pittsburgh Steelers for many years. And when he was there, I was talking to him about Walker. And I thought for sure the Steelers were going to draft him. But surprise, 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 the Baltimore Ravens drafted Walker in the fourth round. That was unheard of for a regional combine player to get drafted in the fourth round. But the Baltimore Ravens selected him at 136 overall. Jim Harbaugh loved this young man. And he and I got along very well. And to know that he was drafted by my hometown team, you know, I was able to see him a lot at practice. But if you notice, I'm talking about past tense. And I believe I talked about this about him a couple of weeks ago, was that unfortunately he lost his life to a dirt bike incident that following summer in 2016 when he went back home for the weekend. He did not see this car backing out while he was riding down the street, and he hit it, and then he wound up landing on his head, suffered a traumatic head injury, which unfortunately led to his death. So that was a good person that we lost at a young age, you know, but he's still remembered through this platform as the first person to get drafted that high. And I was thinking that this year could be a year where we probably would have a player that get drafted in the fourth round. In 2016, that was the best year that the platform had. They had five guys that were drafted in that draft, and all five of those guys are still in the league. You have Dontayvious Brown, who's a middle linebacker for the Los Angeles Chargers. In fact, he led the Chargers in tackles in his rookie season when he was when they was then in San Diego. And since he's been there, he at least finished each year in the top three in tackles for his team. Yeah, we know that they have Perryman there. They have Bosa, you know, some real big-name guys. But to have a guy like Brown in the middle that's a leader with those big-name guys and still hold his own, that speaks volumes about him. And I think going into this 2019 season, he's really going to show out and show off. So he really shown that he's definitely playing this league clearly and also still have an impact amongst all those stars. Also in that draft, he had Mike Thomas, wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, who's been pretty much that special teams guy, been banged up the last couple of years, but he's still in the league. Jonathan Woodard, who got drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars in the seventh round, bounced around, but he finally had his four complete season that he played last year with the Miami Dolphins. So it's great to see him healthy, kicking butt out there on the field. Komar Gunther Hill, linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles. He got drafted originally by the New England Patriots, but got released right before they made their 50-man roster in 2016. The Philadelphia Eagles picked him up, became a solid player on special teams, pretty much was like a Swiss Army knife, a hybrid type linebacker. And he did everything from playing special teams, making a name for himself quietly on the defense. And when they needed a backup kicker, he came in and kicked field goals and kicked off the ball and kickoffs. He did that in, against the Dallas Cowboys in 2017, and he had five kicks in that game. So he's pretty much their Swiss Army knife. And last year, he was voted as one of the captains on the team. And, yes, he did win a Super Bowl ring. So it was great to see that he was able to sustain and go to another team and then make a name for itself. So that was awesome to see how he was able to do and how he's doing so far in his career. And last, Trevor Davis, wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, who himself also got drafted. He got drafted in the sixth round, and he's pretty much a return man, a return specialist for the Packers. Every once in a while you see him out there with the offensive unit, but he's primarily on special teams. So all five of those guys that were drafted in 2016 that came through the RC platform are still in the league. And coming into last week's draft, I was thinking that, hey, this talent group of guys that came through this year's workout, I felt as though they were going to challenge that this year, knowing that there was players that had legitimate skill sets and recognizing that from good backgrounds, how they put into their training, and recognize how last year went. And last year, the platform helped to produce four players to be drafted. And then also you tacked on like another 19 players that signed as undrafted free agents. So I was thinking coming in, hey, this is going to be a solid year. We're going to have some players that's actually going to, you know, challenge those two situations. Each year upon average since 2013, there have been an average of 2.7 players that were drafted in the NFL, that were drafted from the regional combine. So knowing that that average 2.7, that was going to be still an average that would still be met for this year. You know, but when we come back from break, I'll break that whole scenario down of what happened last week with the draft, with the players that came through the NFL Regional Combine. And also right as we come at the break, we're going to talk about some of the guys that I had watched out, that I looked at on my gym's watch list. There were several players. There was a couple players that actually were invited to the Scouting Combine, and one of the guys actually did get drafted from the list through Lock Report. But still, there were still some players that were not invited to no combine, Division II talent, but have the it factor and can really, now I can say they dominated on their level, which created a door for these guys to be able to have an opportunity to come into the NFL this fall, knowing they can make these roster spots. And I really believe that all these guys that actually signed I have a strong feeling that this guy's going to hold form and find a way to make these teams that they're on, because their skill set is needed for these teams, and these guys had the right people helping them. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow. We'll come from a quick break, and then we'll get right back into it.
Hey, this is Craig Batchelor.
This is Kevin Batchelor.
Are you listening to the Bachelor Pad Show with my dad, L.A. Batchelor,
on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network?
All right, we're back. Thank you for tuning in to Locker Talk, Bachelor Pad, Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of locker-report.com. You can always reach out to me directly on any one of my social media handles, Twitter, locker_report, Facebook, lockreport.com, Instagram, lockreport100, all small caps, or you shoot me an email via at barrybarnes@locker-report.com. And make sure you tune in to the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, not only just through the site, but also and tune in, where you hear all the shows that we have that's laid out through this wonderful platform, anywhere from politics, religion, to entertainment, anything that your palate of knowledge will require. The Bachelor Pad Radio Network has it all, anywhere from the Donaldson Files, anywhere from the Dr. Larry Show, and also the Bachelor Pad himself, our guy L.A., who always have a wide range of topics that he talk about on his show, especially on Thursday. So make sure you tune in to all these shows that we have here, because it's very beneficial, and I'm quite sure that your knowledge will definitely increase. But right now, I'm going to try to increase your knowledge in football, so that when this season kicks off, that these names I'm about to drop to you guys, it will not be a surprise that you know that these guys are going to come in and you can expect these guys to do some great things on the field. Now, last week, the draft, 2019 NFL draft, I was thinking coming in that this was going to be the best draft ever. However, I was surprised. There was only one guy that was drafted. One guy was drafted from this year's workout, and his name is linebacker Cole Holcomb, who played for North Carolina, middle linebacker. Now, if you notice that this guy I talked about since the workout, or he was one of the five guys I thought for sure was going to get drafted, hands down. And he did get drafted. I label this young man as a machine. 4.4 speed, great balance, solid tackler, fundamentally sound, very powerful, highly intelligent. The best describes his skill set, and like with Vannon Bosch for the Dallas Cowboys, or even better, like a Sean Lee for the Dallas Cowboys. He's that, but faster. He's that, but stronger. He's that, but durable. And I would say on a scale from IQ, probably a little bit more sharper as well. He led the Tar Heels the last three seasons in tackles, which averaged over 100 tackles each year. So that's just 12 games, and he was just insane on a college football field. In the NFL, playing for the Washington Redskins, who drafted him in the fifth round, which I gave Cole a fifth-round grade. They actually drafted him with the very last pick in the fifth round, 173 overall. I believe that he's going to start day one. Jay Gruden is actually on record of saying that most likely he's going to call the plays on the field. That's how much, I would say, intellect that this young man has and how he's NFL-ready. I'm not surprised that he got picked. He was one of the places I thought that he would probably land when I had, as far as team needs. I had a piece that came out where you can all go to locker-report.com to see a whole breakdown of that. So congratulations to Cole. I believe that he's going to be in the league for a very long time. I'm looking forward in covering his career. Now, in 2017, the NFL Regional Combine, also in the same situation had one guy from that platform that actually was drafted. However, in that year, for undrafted free agents, there were some big-name guys that signed at that time but still carrying the torch right now in the NFL and having a good career. We have Marvin Hall, wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, who's getting more playing time down there with those guys. You have Elijah Wilkinson, who's an offensive tackle for the Denver Broncos, who actually started this year. Joe Callahan from Wesley University, which is a Division III school, Division III now, came to that platform. Right now he's with the Bucks. And you have a guy named Alex Jenkins, who's a defensive end, who came through the NFL football pathway program, who's a linebacker for the New Orleans Saints. But a couple of my other favorites that you had, a guy, Keenan Cole, Division II, Jacksonville Jaguars, wide receiver. You have Robert Tanya Jr., who was signed originally for the Detroit Lions, found the spot with the Green Bay Packers, caught his first NFL touchdown for 53 yards from Aaron Rodgers last year against the Seattle Seahawks on the Thursday night football game. B.J. Bello, who was originally signed with the Cleveland Browns, but found a spot with the Philadelphia Eagles last year, who's starting to become even more of a viable asset, especially on special teams, when he came through the platform in 2017, when he came through the Minnesota Hell Trial. He and I talked, and he talked about how he loves special teams and how he put his foot forward and making a name for himself on that spot as a special teamer, and then hopefully it'll open up a door for him to play more on the defense side of the ball. And he's treading that course, is very confident, came right into the league, major asset on special teams with the Browns in his rookie year, came in the middle part of the year for the Philadelphia Eagles, picked up where he left off with the Browns. And I think that with him and Gunther and Cruchet Hill, I think that he definitely have a good role model to help him tread that path to be able to be more influential on the defense side of the ball. And Nick Mullins, the quarterback last year for the San Francisco 49ers from Southern Mississippi, showed that he can play in this league. I was hoping that he probably got traded to another team where he can get an opportunity to play, but I think the 49ers probably recognize that Jimmy Garoppolo is fragile. Most likely he's going to get hurt again, and they're going to need someone to back him up. And Callahan has showed last year that he can be that steady backup in San Francisco. Now, that just led me to talk about the players for this year's draft, players that were not drafted. But I really believe that these guys are still going to hold their own in the NFL. And I've talked about these guys through my write-ups and even doing the shows right ever since the workouts. And some of these names you definitely will be familiar with. We're going to start with Chris Johnson from North Alabama, a safety, 6'3", 200 pounds. He's huge, very solid instincts. He played the ball very well, especially in flight, and he know how to hit on impact. He's a playmaker, very confident. He's excellent in zone defense and have solid speed. He signed with the Houston Texans. Now, you know the Houston Texans, they definitely need some help in the secondary, and I think Chris Johnson can help fill that. One of those guys to watch out for. Another player who the Texans has signed with Tyron Johnson from Oklahoma State. He left before going to senior year, felt as though he was ready now. I talked about this young man. He was a young man that did not run his 40 at the RC, but went to his pro day and showed out. He had 4.4 speed, elite speed. He had great concentration with the ball in flight. He tracks the ball very well, very balanced, solid hands. He's an excellent route runner. He understands coverages, and the best part is that he knows how to help bail his quarterback out in tough situations because he will come back to the ball. And he does a very good job in recognizing what's the situation on the field and knowing you have a quarterback in Deshaun Watson that's looking for more targets out there in the field, who he's also going to be out there with one of my guys that came through the regional combine platform last year with Vincent Smith. I think when you have these two guys in that field, I think that Deshaun Watson is going to have some dynamic pass catchers in his team. So watch out for Tyron Johnson, Johnson. I believe that he will make that squad for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, they brought in a quarterback from Wagner, J.C. Linton, who's very patient, 6'4", 230 pounds now. We know he's not going to be the starter. We know that Patty Holmes got that on lockdown for probably the next 15 years. So we're not arguing that. So when you will see him come in this year, he's going to battle for the backup position, hands down. But if anything, he'll be what they call a camp arm, someone to help develop other pass catchers to show what he can do with the ball on the field. So he's going to come in initially with that, but I think that his chances in becoming a backup for Patty Mahomes is really good. And then when he's in a mini camp like this, other teams will get tapes too. So if he don't finish or end up with Kansas City Chiefs this year going into the fall, he can be on another team. But I would like for him to make this team because they're the first team that actually had called him up. So good luck to Linton there. Now, Raymond Reagan, center for Vanderbilt, signed with the Chiefs as well. 6'3", 315 pounds, very quick. You have good lateral movement, good hands, good uses of hands. He's very tough, have good feet, and he's a leader. So you have someone there that's going to come in and possibly back up or probably shift around on that offensive line just to make sure that Patty Mahomes will always have good protection when they have another player, a center that needs a relief. Right now, we have Mitch Morse, who's their starting center. They have another guy from the regional combine who they have not signed yet, in Austin Ritter, who stepped in last year to help carry the load for Morsey, who was injured for a good portion of the season. So Reagan may have a spot there with that squad there. All right. Jalen Burrell, cornerback from New Mexico, 6 foot, 195 pounds, very strong, smart, fundamentally sound, very explosive, and good hands. You know the Chiefs need help in the secondary, so they bring him in. Looking forward to seeing him doing well. And then you have Tim Ward, who's a defensive end from Old Dominion, 6'5", 210 pounds. He's very fluent in all his movement. He's always in attack mode, very agile, extremely powerful, and he do not take plays off. Only thing with him, I just hope he don't over-pursue too much, because when watching him doing the workouts, sometimes he'll move so fast he found himself off balance. But that's something that can be straightened out really fast. And I think he could be a really good asset for a Chiefs team that needs help in that position. Miami Dolphins, another guy who I thought for sure would get drafted, but he still found his way on the team. And that's Nick Needham from UTEP. 6 foot, 190 pounds, very smart. He has elite speed and elite hands. Very savvy, fundamentally sound, great feet, and he has great anticipation. So he's one of those guys to watch out for Miami because they need secondary help. He can fill that in. Now, Enroll St. Armour, defensive end for the Georgia Tech, he signed with the Minnesota Vikings. This guy is ridiculously athletic, very explosive. He played with a reckless abandonment, very strong, have an impact. He fires off the snap, and he have a good, quick first step. So the Vikings are going to bring him in. 6'3", 245 pounds, playing the edge. Good signing there. One of my other favorites I thought for sure was going to be drafted, but he's still landing in a good spot where they need him. And his name is Dominic Bagalong, running back from Lehigh. 5'11", 228 pounds. He's a great receiver out the backfield, can run the route tree, catch the deep ball. Very excellent. Deceptive speed. He has elite speed. He's a finisher, he has great vision. And he can see, especially in the open field. So he signed with the Giants. The New York Jets signed Freddie Jones from Florida State, defensive tackle, 6'3", 204 pounds. Very agile, quick first step, great pad level, very intense and physical. And also Kyle Phillips, defensive end from Tennessee University, 6'4", 263 pounds. Very athletic, great instinct, great hands, great leverage. He's going to make that team for the Jets, no question about it. And from the watch list, the young man Xavier Turner from Tamlin State, 5'10", 230 pounds. signed with the Denver Broncos. I could see him being in that backfield, sharing some time with Lindsey, another guy that came that has signed as an undrafted free agent. So he definitely have a good shot there. For the Atlanta Falcons, we had Devon Johnson from Ferris State, Division II, 6'7", 315 pounds, very strong, very explosive, played up for Remington very well. For the Cleveland Browns, one of the guys who I like as far as a linebacker, JT Hassel, Florida Tech, 6 foot, 200 pounds. I believe that this young man definitely make this team and solidify that middle. And then you have a guy named Dante Jackson, who signed with the Denver Broncos. You have an all-around guy in Ashton Dillon, who signed with the Indianapolis Colts, that was still there. And also with the wrap-up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you have Cousin Daniels, defensive end from Charleston, West Virginia. That's what we have for the day on Locker Talk. Next week, we'll talk about what these guys did after their rookie mini camp and really expound on their chances even more and give you some highlights of what they did the following week, being in the NFL, being on the practice field, seeing what these guys' future is going to look out to. Everyone tune in to Locker Talk next week. You can always reach me directly on any one of my social handles, Locker Report on Twitter, Locker_Report, Instagram, Locker Report 100, all small caps, Facebook, LockReport.com. You can always send me an email at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. Everyone stay blessed. Check us out on TuneIn. Everyone stay blessed. Have a great week.